This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome into Ion Houston. I'm Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. weekdays. And this is a fun interview I get to do. One of the very first radio appearances I ever did back in 2007 at a different station. The first remote I think I ever did was at the Bad Pants Open. I can't do the math this quickly. I know it's the 27th annual Bad Pants Open benefiting Texas Children's Hospital that we're talking about today. So whatever that was, 18 years ago, special place in my heart, certainly. And as a father of two premature babies, any NICU has a special place in my heart. And so I'm pleased right now to be joined by the director of neonatology. Is it director? Or is it
Division chief, yep.
Division chief of neonatology. All right, Chris Reber, Dr. Chris Reber, yes. Joining me, as well as Trey McCord, who is the committee chair for the Bad Pants Open. It's a pleasure to talk to both of you about this amazing event coming up on November the 10th at Champions Golf Course.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
It's good to have you. Before we get into the golf tournament and the history of it, I guess, Dr. Reber, I'll start with you. Not everybody has had a chance to spend time in a NICU, in an NICU, right, before. Mm-hmm. And I guess just for those who have not been able to, take us inside that a little bit, mm-hmm, and what that's like. I know what it's like as a parent of preemies 27 years ago, but right, there's some amazing things that go on in there. And this is really the area that we're trying to affect with this golf tournament here.
Well, that's right. And we are so fortunate to have just an amazing neonatal intensive care unit at Texas Children's Hospital. So about 10 to 12% of babies, unfortunately, do have problems after birth, and they require more intensive care. And so they need to be transferred to a neonatal intensive care unit. So we take care of babies. You mentioned your kiddos were premature. We take care of a lot of premature babies. We take care of babies that are born with problems that require surgery or special intervention. So we do a lot of different things in the neonatal intensive care unit, but fortunately, we are able to really help a lot of babies, and most do pretty well.
Yeah, and it's an incredibly uplifting place.
Absolutely.
Even in the midst of the stress of having your babies in there, to see not just your own kids, but all the other kids getting taken care of in there is incredibly uplifting.
It is, and our families really become very connected to the staff and the team that's taking care of their baby. We had our NICU reunion a couple of weeks ago, and former babies who were discharged from the NICU were there, who were now 1 and 2 years of age. And the family said that how appreciative they were of the support they had in the NICU. And just, it's amazing to see these kids now running around.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So I'll flip over to Trey here, and then we'll start talking about the tournament itself. Give us a little bit of background on the connection between Texas Children's and the Bad Pants Open.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my 10th year, I think, to be involved at the committee level for the tournament. And, you know, my story is I have a personal connection with the NICU through my second child. You know, after he was born, he had minor complications during the birth, and which resulted in, you know, we remember pretty vividly 8 nurses kind of rushing into the room, taking our, you know, child away, because I think he was having some breathing complications and wasn't breathing, and spent a little bit of time in the NICU. He was a full-term baby, so it wasn't a premature birth, but it was just some complications. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of showed just how amazing, you know, just the entire hospital system is at Texas Children's Hospital, and what they can do, and kind of the miracle of life, right? And this tournament is a celebratory type tournament, so it's close to me, and I've really enjoyed being involved, and it's an amazing tournament in hospital.
Yeah, it's personal, right? It's right. It's got a personal feel, and let's talk about that. I mean, the Bad Pants Open is more than just a golf tournament. There's a lot of really cool stuff that goes with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, this is our 27th year, and again, it's a really kind of a celebration of life type tournament. It's getting golfers and individuals wearing their boldest, their wackiest, their most colorful pants you can possibly wear on a golf tournament, and raising money for an incredible cause, and celebrating again that kind of that NICU miracle of life And it proves you can have fun on the golf course, you know, and make a real difference at the same time. So it's pretty special.
Yeah. What are some of the statements that some of the golfers like to make with their attire? And for those who haven't been to the Bad Pants Open before.
We'll have everything from again, these incredible kind of loud golf attire clothing, but then we'll also have teams that come in full costume.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, they you know, think of the funniest themes you could possibly think of. And I'll do it. And again, it's just it's great from a picture participation standpoint, but it's a lot of fun.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Trey McCord, the committee chair for the Bad Pants Open, and Dr. Chris Reber, the chief director of neonatology at Texas Children's Hospital. Dr. Reber, I want to talk a little bit about the impact that the golf tournament has on the family. Some of the specific initiatives I think are amazing. The angel eye cameras, the hand to hold peer mentors. I'm just naming what they are, but if you could take us inside a little bit and tell us about what are some of the things that the money generated from this tournament is able to impact for those families.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really is targeted towards helping families feel more supported. You mentioned the Angel Eye. That is just a fantastic way for our families to stay connected to their baby. So it's a camera over each baby, and the families have access to it 24/7. So they can, if they can't be at the NICU, and to put it in perspective, some of our families, our babies are there for 5 months and longer. And so families can't stay there 24/7. So this is a way for them to stay connected by using those cameras to watch their babies 24/7.
I get choked up just thinking about that. Because I remember my kids were born in 1998. That wasn't available back then. And that just to be able to think, like, it is tough when you're driving home and you leave the NICU and then you know you're coming back the next day, but you don't see the baby. That's a huge thing. So some of the money generated from this tournament is able to help impact that, huh?
It is. Exactly. And the families are so appreciative.
Yeah.
So then hand to hold, that's another peer mentor. We have former family members who support other current family members through their journey in the NICU. So they provide that support. So a lot of great initiatives, and even just providing meals, parking, transportation to help those families get to the NICU. They're there for months, and to help the families get to the NICU to be with their baby.
Yeah, people don't like that parking and Uber and Lyft, like those things they all add up. That's really amazing to be able to take that stress away from those families. And the scope of this is pretty wide ranging geographically here in Houston, right? Of the NICUs that are impacted by this.
It is. So not even just Houston. Yeah. So we have one of the largest NICUs in Houston, but we also have a NICU in Houston or in Austin and in the Woodlands. Mm-hmm. So over 2,000 families have been supported by some of these donations. So it's just a fantastic endeavor across the state.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Trey McCord, committee chair of the Bad Pants Open, and Dr. Chris Reber, chief director of neonatology at Texas Children's Hospital, joining me as well. This year, I know that, and you guys may do this each year, but a family spotlighted and their story is going to be part of this. Can you guys talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Dr. Reber will kind of go into more details, but you know, we're thrilled to have to kind of spotlight Asher as the young boy and his family. You know, their story captures the heart of the Bad Pants Open. It's resilience, hope, and coming full circle. You know, from crisis to celebration, as the common theme of celebration we have. But the story reminds us of what we do truly matters. Yeah. So, if you want to go into detail on his background.
He is such an inspiration. He and his family. He was born at 26 weeks, so 4 months early.
Okay.
In the NICU over 100 days. He was born weighing less than 2 pounds. So he was a teeny tiny little guy there for many, many months.
Yeah.
And he is just an inspiration. He was one of those kiddos at our reunion just running around. He's a second grader now and just active and doing fantastic. But his mom is also an inspiration. She's one of those peer mentors who works with families in the NICU. just to help them feel more comfortable. She knows what the journey was like, and she's there to support them through that journey in what is, I would say, probably one of the most stressful times of their life.
So 26 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just doing fantastic.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. What's that like when you, I mean, when you see kids come back, and probably not just when they're 1 or 2 years old, but I would imagine there's families that are still, you know, when they're in elementary school or even teenagers, maybe. I mean, what can you describe what that's like to see these kids when you saw them when they were, you can hold them in their hand like they were a chick or something.
Well, that's exactly right. It's so inspirational. Yeah. And we have amazing teams who work hard every single day.
Yeah.
And so then seeing the results of what they're doing, the caring for the babies, caring for the families, and seeing that these kiddos are living really high, they're doing what other kids would do and not missing a beat. So they're just fantastic. So it's extremely inspirational and makes everything we do worthwhile.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. So let's talk about the tournament itself coming up on November the 10th at Champions Golf Club. Sold out, I believe, for golfers, right? But there's still a lot of ways to get involved in this.
It is. You know, we're very blessed and thankful to be able to have a sold out tournament. We have, you know, really, I think all years from a historical standpoint have been sold out, but there's plenty of time to get involved. You can sponsor a hole, you can donate, you can show up in your bad pants and kind of celebrate.
Oh, just support, the event. Just stand there on the fairway and cheer people on with your bad pants.
To cheer us on, that's right. You know, again, however you participate, you're helping write the next success story for a NICU family.
Okay, great. And how can people, if they're hearing this right now and they want to, they say, okay, I want to do that. I want to donate, or I want to find out more. What's the best way for them to find out more about this?
So they can go on our website, badpantsopen.org,
okay.
And they can make a donation and hear more about the tournament and hear about future year tournaments. So I imagine we'll continue to do this. It's just been a lot of fun. And thanks to our Bad Pants committee, including Trey, who's leading that initiative, they just are knocking it out of the park with
this. 27 years. I mean, 20, and you think of all the things that we've gone through as a city in that, even in the last 10 years, between a pandemic and a hurricane, couple hurricanes going way back. I mean, it's for an event, a charity event like this to sustain for 27 years and for many, many more. Everybody involved deserves huge kudos for that. I mean, that's an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be able to do it without the team behind us at Texas Children's Hospital. It's pretty incredible, the commitment they've made to helping us. But yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to being out there. We'll be broadcasting from out there that morning. So I can't wait for that on November the 10th at Champions Golf Club. So we're very much looking forward to that. Badpantsopen.org. If you want to sponsor a hole or donate or participate in any sort of way, even just, you know, figuring out which green you want to stand near in your bad pants and cheer people on. I always suggest the par three because you can watch it from beginning to end. That's what I suggest doing. Both of you, Dr. Reber and Trey, thank you very much for coming in. Congrats in advance on what we know is going to be an amazing event. You already sold it out, so it's already an amazing event, and you haven't even teed off yet. So congrats on all the success with that. It was really a pleasure to get to know both of you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, more Eye on Houston coming up next.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.